be convened for that purpose, as required by the Local Government Act 1972, it was resolved unanimously, under those powers vested in it by Parliament, to so admit and confer the honorary freedom on the Royal Marines Reserve, City of London, the London Regiment, and the 256 City of London Field Hospital Volunteers, and further, that a fitting, suitable and dignified ceremony be given to present the said honour, including in the event and demonstrated that day, the rights of marching in full military order, with their swords drawn, bayonets fixed, arms displayed, their colours, flags and banners flying, accompanied by their bands playing, through the borough, in order to so receive the said enscrolled honour. I therefore call upon the Deputy Leader of Southwark Council, Councillor Ian Wingfield, to introduce those honorands.
Thank you. The first recipient is the Royal Marines Reserve, City of London. Founded in 1948, until 2010, this unit was based at Old Jamaica Road in Bermondsey, from where it is moved to the Royal Marine Barracks in Southfield. The Royal Marine Reserve London is a commando-trained general reserve whose members undergo the same rigorous commando course as their regular counterparts to earn the coveted Green Beret. About 60 reservists are on long-term attachments to regular units on operations and exercises that contribute to our world-renowned Royal Navy. The second recipient is the London Regiment, founded in 1908 through a merger of Yeomanry and Volunteer Force units. This is the only Territorial Army Regiment in the Guards Division. It is composed of five companies, with D Company being the London Irish Rifles, based at Flodden Road in Camberwell. The London Irish Rifles have served in the Boer War, the First World War on the Western Front in Palestine, the Second World War in North Africa and Italy, and more recently in the Falklands War, Northern Ireland, Bosnia, Iraq and Afghanistan. The third recipient is the 256 City of London Field Hospital Volunteers. Founded again in 1908 through a merger of volunteer forces, this is the only Army Medical Services Field Hospital in London and was based at Corbett Road in Camberwell during the First World War. It is composed of doctors, nurses, physiotherapists and other support staff, and its regimental headquarters and aid detachment are based at Braganza Street in Walworth. Besides the World Wars, it has served more recently in Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraq, and at Camp Bastion in Afghanistan. It is also due to be one of the last medical units to deploy to Afghanistan in 2014. We also take time today to remember the heroic sacrifices made on our behalf by our armed forces, which have recently been brought into sharp public relief following the barbaric murder of drummer Lee Rigby in Woolwich. On behalf of the people of Southwark, I pay his family our sincerest condolences. We remember our local fallen too, Private Leo Callaghan from the Princess of Wales Royal Regiment in Walworth originally, and Lieutenant Mark Everson of the Welsh Guards from Dulwich originally. We honour their service and memory. Let those who seek to threaten our people be aware that our brave armed forces, who daily lay their lives on the line for us all, can never be deterred from their call of duty. Individuals may be lost along the way, but our British democratic values and traditions will endure. Our armed forces protect more than their comrades in arms. They protect all of us, and we also have a duty of care to them. It is a great privilege, therefore, to stand here today and to honour the courage, fortitude and sacrifice of the three units before us, and bestow upon them the freedom of the London Borough of Southwark as a token of the public's gratitude for their continued service. Let's give our brave heroes here today a traditional three cheers. Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Thank you.
Your Worship, please come forward to present the enscrolled honours. Officers, men and women of our well-loved, the Royal Marines Reserve City of London, you have heard it solemnly and publicly declared as to why we honour you this day. Commanding Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Lee, please come forward on behalf of the said unit to receive from the Worshipful the Mayor, Councillor Abdul Muhammad, the enscrolled honorary freedom of Southwark. Officers, men and women of our well-loved, the London Regiment, you have heard it solemnly and publicly declared as to why we honour you this day. Commanding Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Pin, please come forward on behalf of the said unit to receive from the Worshipful the Mayor, Councillor Abdul Muhammad, the enscrolled honorary freedom of Southwark. Officers, men and women of our well-loved 256 City of London Field Hospital volunteers, you have heard it solemnly and publicly declared as to why we honour you this day. Commanding Officer, Colonel Coles, please come forward on behalf of the said unit to receive from the Worshipful the Mayor, Councillor Abdul Muhammad, the enscrolled honorary freedom of Southwark. In light of this historic and most gracious gesture on the part of the citizens and their public representatives, I now invite Colonel Hugh Boddington, Chief of Staff, London District, to reply on behalf of the honorants.
Lord Lieutenant, Mayor, leaders, councillors, my lords, ladies and gentlemen. My task is simply to say thank you on behalf of all of the armed forces represented here today to the Borough of Southwark for such a tremendously well-organised, extremely poignant service and superb display by all involved today. Thank you very much indeed. The military, the armed forces do indeed have a long history with Southwark, as pointed out earlier. I would just highlight one piece that we skipped over, which was in late 1066, when the people of Southwark clearly stopped and blocked William the Conqueror as he approached London, wishing to take it. He had to skirt round and go via the north, where clearly they were a little weaker than they were in Southwark. This history has come forward. The 1730s saw the first emergence of the London Regiment as the Loyal Southwark Volunteers. And as you can see, that loyal really meant something, and they're still here today. During this week, which actually started last Sunday, in London, across London, there has been a phenomenal recognition of Armed Forces Week, with over 60 events and still counting in recognition of the armed forces. And this, today, is clearly one of the better organised, may I say it, and one of the best displays of support that we have. And thank you for that. It is deeply appreciated by those that are serving. It cements the Armed Forces Community Covenant, recently signed by this borough. And that community covenant does not just point towards the serving members, but as is represented here today, points towards the cadets, whether they be on the sea, on the land, or in the air, and the valuable service provided by the adult volunteers and the prospects for the future embodied by those cadets that have chosen to wear the uniform. The serving have had a good mention today, so perhaps our attention should perhaps be highlighted towards those that are leaving the service, making that transition into civilian life, and what the borough can do to help them, for those people returning to their borough, or perhaps making it their new home. And to the veterans today, and may I pay particular tribute to the men and women of the Chelsea Pensioners represented here today, and in particular, one amongst their number who was at the Dieppe raid in 1942, survived that miraculously to go into Sicily in 1943, where we took over 30,000 casualties in 2 months. And may we remember that as a tremendous act of courage and a feat of arms as the British led the Allied armies onto mainland Europe at a time when many others thought that that task was going to be impossible, and look at the results achieved thereafter. We look forward. So it is our task, and we look forward to taking the heritage and the traditions through the first part of the 21st century. And next year we shall see here the anniversary, as you all know, of the beginning of the First World War. The nation wishes to mark this in three themes: service, sacrifice, and community. We've seen and witnessed all of those elements here today, and I once again thank the Borough of Southwark for recognising that on behalf, in particular, of the three units that have received their freedom and, as you say, the highest honour today, the Royal Marines Reserve, the London Regiment, and 256 Field Hospital.
Having fulfilled the due constitutional requirements and observed the proper ceremonial in that regard, I now formally confirm and declare that the following military units: the Royal Marines Reserve, City of London, the London Regiment, and 256 City of London Field Hospital Volunteers, as demonstrated as of this day and forevermore, shall enjoy the honorary freedom of Southwark with their swords drawn, bayonets fixed, arms displayed, their colors, flags, and banners flying, accompanied by their marching bands playing through the borough. Your Worship, my Lord Lieutenant, Your Excellencies, my Lord Bishops, my Lords, Freemen, Aldermen, citizens of the London Borough of Southwark, the officers, men and women of our armed forces, ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding as we conclude our ceremony with the singing of the National Anthem.
This is going to be a mum singing. Joe, you ready? Will, you listening? Do you want to go stand in the sun?